Wayne and I are peculiar birds. We don't go off to see the sights. And we don't go off to climb the highest mountain or walk in the lowest valley. We go off to dig into the Word and hear more Word. Probably the only people on the face of the earth that do that, I guess. And while we were listening to CDs, one year we listened to 12 or 15. We didn't quite conquer that many this year. I was so tired. I did a lot of sleeping. But we listened to one where the man was talking about resisting the devil. And I had such a revelation that we've done a poor job of resisting. You know what we do? We're very accepting. You know, I thought I'd feel better. I thought I'd be doing better. I thought things would work out sooner than this. And we just accept the work of the devil as if it was our destiny. But the scripture is very clear, James 4:7. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Resist the devil. Now, God speaks to me in outlines quite often, and I don't usually have time to give those to you, but I gave those to you, so for those who do study, you can go back and study this. The word resist is key. There is primary words and secondary words. If I say catch, that's a secondary word because it depends upon throw. You can't catch if I don't throw. And so the two words go together. Now the word resist is a secondary word. You can't resist if there's nothing to resist. There has to be something happen that would require you to resist. Resist being secondary. Secondary doesn't mean an importance. It just means that there's something that goes ahead of resistance. In 1 Corinthians 13 it says, be not easily provoked. Well, if nobody is bothering you and your circumstances are perfect and life is hunky-dory, we used to say. I don't even know what that means exactly. You're not provoked. If it says don't be easily provoked, there's something irritating or someone irritating you. Instead of walking in love, love is never provoked. That's amazing, isn't it? So provocation is a result of some agitation. So provocation is a secondary word. It's a dependent word. Now the word resist is dependent. If there's nothing to resist, it doesn't function. Resist, and it tells us exactly what we're going to resist, the devil. We're going to resist the devil and the works of the devil. In other words, we're not going to be passive, we're going to be aggressively withstanding his works and his way. We're going to recognize his influence in our life, and we're going to be aggressive. You know what aggressive is? I said no! Did your mother ever say that to you? Hopefully not with that much volume. We had a peach tree by the back door. And when mother said no, that meant no was in order or the peach tree was just around the corner. I never did like to get in trouble. I really did all I could to be obedient. I can't speak for the rest of my family. Just for me, I didn't like to get in trouble. And so when mother said no, you paid attention. And we had rules in our household. We were raised by all the legalistic rules of religion and tradition, many of which we embraced as scriptural, which weren't scriptural. And when mother and dad spoke, we obeyed. We hear, we heard, we heeded. Now, you didn't ever say at my daddy's table, I don't like that, because you'd be there when Jesus came. My brother said that about boiled okra. Never will forget it. I said, Philip, I'm the oldest of three, and he's very much younger than I am. I said, if you just pass the okra down, they might not have noticed. But the minute he said, I don't like okra, he's still sitting there at 3 p.m. You might as well eat it because you're not going to get up till you do. So we need to meld ourselves to the will and the word of God. We need to know when God has spoken, he can make it happen. And God says, you need to resist the devil. Now, someone called me recently, and they were so confused, they almost got me confused. They were so confused, I didn't dare say, now, say that again. I thought, no way do I want to hear that again. I had to think about it, think about it. I said and gave them the best advice I could. And then during the night, it came to me, what they didn't understand was resisting the devil. Standing against, counteracting. You look up in Webster's, it'll say to counteract. To countermand. In other words, something's come to me and I'm going to stand against that and counteract that. I'm going to be decisive. in refusing that entrance in my life. Now, usually by the time we refuse an entrance, it's already entered. You did notice that, didn't you? So we're going to oust it in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, it came to me during the night what this person didn't understand. They're expecting God to do what He's told them to do. They're expecting God to do something about their difficulty, and it was a difficulty. I understand that. But God said, you resist. He's not going to resist the devil for you. You can wait on God to resist. It's not happening. He gave you the power and authority to resist, to withstand, to oppose the works of the devil. He said, you resist. You withstand.